Grace and peace to all of you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. The text chosen is from Psalm 119, an acrostic psalm. We read the second portion beginning with verse 9. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I declare all the rules of your mouth. In the way of your testimonies I delight as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Heavenly Father, these are your words. Sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. In 2002, Jack Whitaker, who was a man in his 50s who was already a millionaire, won a multi-state Powerball lottery and walked away with $113 million in cash. For those from the working class, money equals freedom. If you grew up watching your parents work to support your family, or if you yourself are working and maybe barely getting by, you know what kind of freedom wealth can give. But for Jack Whitaker and his family, this freedom was dangerous. In the course of just several years after he won this lottery, he was robbed several times. He lost much money in other gambling endeavors, and his daughter and his granddaughter died of drug overdoses. His wife says she wishes that he had ripped up the ticket, and this isn't uncommon for lottery winners. Jack Whitaker himself said, "My granddaughter died because of the money." So much for freedom. When we see Christ's passion and crucifixion, we see him at his lowest, we see him at his weakest, but make no mistake, Christ in his passion and his death is on a military campaign. When Christ comes to Jerusalem and dies on the cross, he defeats death. By bearing the guilt of all the world's sin, he frees us from Satan's rule. We are free from the bondage that our sin entangles us in. When Christ ascended into hell and rose on Easter morning, he was enacting a parade of victory. We sing in our Easter hymns, "Jesus lives, the victory is won. Christ has broken death's strong chain. In vain, death rages over us." The statutes and ways of God that we could not abide by, Christ did abide by. In place of eternal punishment, Christ now bestows eternal life. We are free. So what do we do with this freedom? Well, it depends on what you think freedom is. It's tempting to think of freedom as the freedom from constraint of anything, the freedom from rules, the freedom from consequences. But this is a shallow and unbiblical idea of freedom, especially Christian freedom. We can see this pictured in Jack Whitaker's life. It was this false view of freedom that he attributes to killing his granddaughter, the idea that the freedom that comes from wealth gives me the ability to do whatever it is I want without consequences. When our first parents disobeyed God, they took this view of freedom. When David and Bathsheba enacted their adultery, David did what he wanted, and yet the child that was conceived in that adultery died. This view of freedom does not bring us happiness. It does not bring us fulfillment. It brings us death because it consists of sin. Christian freedom, therefore, is not freedom from rules or freedom from constraint the way we think about it. It's freedom from sin. Freed from sin, the Christian can love God's word. Freed from sin, the Christian can love God and truly follow his commandments. Peter writes, "He, that is Christ himself, bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness." In what we would probably consider our liberated, rather decadent culture in America, God comes across or is often presented as something of a prude. God, by his commandments, wants to spoil our fun. But nothing could be further from the truth. When God put humans first into his creation, he gave them every good thing. And the thing that he didn't give them, the knowledge of evil, was the thing that they would enjoy the least. God doesn't give us his commands. He doesn't deliver to us his will and expectations in order to crush our happiness. He gives those things to us in order that we, who have come to faith, can avoid the self-inflicted misery that we bring upon ourselves by our sin. Think of it this way. God, who has sent his Son, who by his Son's lifeblood has purchased our way out of this prison of death, this cage that surrounds us and traps us in, that doesn't let us out. If that God, by bringing you to faith, who has led you out of this prison, now is going to tell you in your life, turn around and walk back in, shackle yourself to death and sin once again, that would be highly illogical. Happy are not the people who use freedom to sin. Happy are the people who find freedom from sin in Jesus. These are the people who keep their way pure. These are the people who can find riches in the testimonies of God about what Christ has done for them to bring them out of this prison, out of this house of bondage. These are the people who can say, "Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes." May the God who has freely given us heaven grant us grace to keep his commandments. But most of all, may he grant us an increase of trust in Christ so that we who have this freedom may never forfeit it. Amen.